India lashes out at Pakistan for referring terrorists as freedom fighters.
Thank you, everybody.
Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee met U.S. President George W. Bush on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly in New York on Thursday. Vajpayee apprised Bush of the latest situation in violence-prone Jammu and Kashmir, where assembly elections are due next week. Later addressing the reporters, Indian Foreign Secretary Kawal Sibal said that U.S. has expressed concern over the terrorist activities in Jammu and Kashmir ahead of the polls.
He took the initiative to express his concern about the killings that have taken place in Jammu and Kashmir of candidates participating in the elections, and he devoted some time to very clearly, unambiguously condemning terrorism and making it very clear that the United States did not accept any justification for terrorism and dismissed the excuse that some give about or the distinction that some make between terrorism and freedom struggle, etc.
Sibal also lashed out at Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf for referring terrorists as freedom fighters.
He was very emphatic about on the issue of terrorism, rejecting any attempt to search for alibis for terrorist activity, such as excuses about aiding, abetting a freedom struggle. And did refer to continuing U.S. efforts to put pressure on our neighbor to desist from resorting to terrorism. There was, as you can quite easily imagine, a longer discussion in relation to the India-Pakistan equation, and we did bring to the attention of the U.S. side President Musharraf's speech this morning, which clearly is a restatement of the most negative positions that the Pakistani president has been taking.
India strongly condemned Musharraf's remarks over Kashmir and called it just a publicity stunt to gather support for their justification on terrorism. Ashima Sharda, ANI.